Lawmakers say they were able to accomplish this because of what they call the April surprise, when Illinois collected an extra $1.5 billion in tax revenue. Anthony Galindo is the superintendent of the Gibson City Melvin Sibley District. He says the surprise amounts to an extra $300,000 there.
We were getting ready to look at ways we were going to have to either adjust our routes or even maybe make bus stops type of things, change our routes to make bus stops and not do door-to-door type of things.
But Galindo says even with the extra funds, the state still owes his district money. He says Illinois paid only about 65% of the district's transportation costs last year. With next year's funding on pace to be the same as this year's, Galindo says his district is looking at a two-year deficit of more than $500,000.
We don't have a lot of options as far as gaining revenues. I mean, revenues are set pretty well for us. But if you're going to do any major reductions, it will be in staff.
Galindo says that doesn't necessarily mean layoffs. Instead, vacant jobs might go unfilled, and teachers could be asked to take on larger class sizes. I'm Chris Slaby.